Hey folks, it's great to be back with you. This is Corey Graham. I'm Communications Director for Powell County Fiscal Court. I'm back today on Bridging the Gap with Judge Executive James Anderson. And with springtime upon us, the judge wanted to take a minute to talk about storm readiness, emergency services, and exactly what goes into coordinating a response when we get severe weather, whether it's spring or summer or winter or fall. We all know that in Powell County, we do tend to get some fairly unique weather, whether it's large snowfall that's kind of unexpected or uncharacteristic, or in the springtime, we can tend to see a lot of flooding, thunderstorms, and heavy rain. Judge, what do you think are our strengths and weaknesses as far as responding to these things as you've seen them in the past?
Well, I think our personnel is definitely one of our biggest assets, and kind of that's one of the things we wanted to do with this show was naturally what resources do we have to throw at such events as, you know, a weather-related deal, and right at the top of that would be emergency management. So kind of, you know, naturally we've stated in our entry episode that we wanted to give people knowledge who they have to serve in what capacity, so I thought it was very appropriate that we take this time to go ahead and bring our emergency manager, Steve Asbury, on, and I think we can let him answer a lot of what resources our emergency management can bring to the folks should we encounter one of these events.
Great, great. And we'll jump right to Steve here in just a second. Before we go any further, one thing about Powell County local government is a lot of people around here tend to wear a lot of hats. And when you're a small government and you have limited resources, it can be kind of all hands on deck in situations like that. In addition to being Director of Communications for the county, I'm also Powell County's 911 Service Director, which is just a different form of communication. Just to take a second to kind of tell you what 911 can do to help you in a storm situation and what we're here for. We take calls of any nature 24 hours a day, regardless of your situation. We can help you if there's a power line down in front of your house, if flooding is creeping onto your property, if a tree has fallen in your area, or even down to any life-threatening emergencies that you may have, if there's damage to your home and you need assistance. We have the ability to reach out to the road departments, to any county officials, the Red Cross, top to bottom, at the direction of emergency management or any first responder who may come into your area that's there to offer help. Aside from just sending you a police car, a fire truck, or an ambulance, we can coordinate any response to any emergency situation that might come up within Powell County. And as you well know, it's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week service. So it doesn't matter to us if the storm strikes at noon or if the storm strikes at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're here to help in any way we possibly can. Of course, if we do run into situations where we have extreme damage or we have a rather large impact storm, we do always ask that people try to do their best to refrain from contacting us except in emergencies. One thing to be mindful of is if your home is damaged, your property is damaged, or God forbid your life is in danger, you really don't want your dispatcher to be on the line with someone else who's just wanting to know how far the storm path went or how deep the snow is. So we try to ask everybody to be mindful of that and to know that even at our maximum capacity, there may only be 3 people in there with 2 radios to use. So we make the best with what we have, but during severe situations, we do face additional pressures that are beyond what we have. And in addition to that, we do still have to contend with the heart attacks or the car accidents that come up just in a normal shift. So there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to making these things happen. But more than I can possibly explain to you, probably the best thing we can do is divert to the emergency management director and let he and the judge talk about exactly what goes on the ground when such an emergency strikes. So without further ado, I'll turn this over to EM Director Steve Asbury. He's been with the county for several years. He's an exemplary public servant, well-regarded statewide, and has shepherded us through more than one crisis situation in Powell County. Even has his services requested by Estill County when they faced the high wind situation that they had recently to help them conduct storm damage. So we're really lucky to have him. But, Judge, if you'd like to introduce Steve, I'll turn it over to you guys.
Yeah, I would, and we'll take his time to introduce Steve Asbury. We'll let him tell a little bit about himself, but beyond emergency management capacity, Steve had worked here previously in ambulance EMS capacity. But if, Steve, you want to introduce yourself and tell a little bit about what all qualifications you have and kind of what emergency management is.
Thank you, Judge. My name's Steve Asbury. been some sort of emergency capacity for the last 21 years. Started out at the fire department, put in 21 years with the fire department. Been an EMT since 1998. Also teach EMT classes, things of that nature. So I've been around the emergency scene for past 20 years. A little bit about us here at Powell County Emergency Management. Our primary mission is mitigation, preparedness, response, and recovery. Those four key factors are, we really stick to those in order to protect lives and property here in Powell County. One of the things that's coming up, you all have alluded to already, is being storm prepared. And one of those things that is really important here in our county, like Corey said, we have a lot of weather that impacts our community, from snowstorms, high wind damage, and heaven forbid we ever have another tornado touch down in our community. But we would like to think that we're prepared for that situation.
Steve, one of the interesting things I heard you say there at the start was you was talking about your work as far as mitigating and preparedness. You know, I think to a lot of our public, they don't really realize, you know, we have an emergency manager until there's a crisis. But as I said, just on a normal average day when there's no weather or any kind of emergency, you're actually working to do things to be prepared for those. So I think that's a big part of your job. And I don't know that necessarily that people have a full understanding of what all goes into that in, you know, as a precursor to these kind of events.
Absolutely. Emergency management is somewhat of an afterthought until we're actually needed. You know, everyone thinks about calling the ambulance or the police department or the fire department for an immediate emergency, but emergency management, we take this very seriously. We try to plan for every emergency that we can come up. We have hazard mitigation meetings regularly in our community, and we invite people to come out from the private sector, emergency sector, so we can think about what problems would impact our community. And weather is really a topic that gets brought up over and over. We have an emergency operations plan in our county. Every county is required to do so. We just recently completed an update to our EOP and turned it into the state, and they approved our plan. So that makes us feel good that the state looks at our plan and says, yes, this is an adequate plan for your community. And that's a really tough task. It just isn't something that's put together overnight. It took several months and several different agencies cooperating with them to come up with this plan.
I guess that's something kind of you alluded to there too, Steve. It's kind of unique in your capacity as emergency manager. You have to work with numerous different departments within the county, and I mean, I can think right off the top of my head, you're probably very much involved with the fire departments, EMS, dispatch, law enforcement, should we have an emergency. So you want to kind of speak to how all those agencies come together or work together during an emergency situation?
Yeah, sure would. Emergency management's primary job is actually to go between all those agencies that are involved in a crisis and make sure that they have the required assets on the ground or in the emergency operations center to complete the task. It's one of those jobs that you have to go between everyone that's affiliated with the crisis, make sure that everyone works together. It's just the go-between, basically. It's make sure that everyone has all the required assets to get everything completed.
Also, I guess, kind of in that regard, like I said, with all of our departments here, we naturally always try to improve them and get them the things necessary for their jobs. In your time here in this capacity as emergency manager, what's some additional resources that you've had brought into your office that you think really hold up?
One of those, I know exactly one thing that's really helped out our community. Technology is a wonderful thing, and we've come into the new era. We've purchased a drone that we use at Powell County Emergency Management. The drone has been very useful to multiple agencies, just not emergency management. When we had the crash on the parkway here last November, emergency management was able to deploy the drone and help out the state police with taking some aerial footage of the drone so they could better map out, you know, when they done their, excuse me, when they did their reconstruction of the accident. Corey also alluded to Estill County had a high winds come through, did a lot of damage to about 20 structures in the town of Ravenna. We took the drone over. We got some aerial footage and did some took some still photographs. So emergency management in Estill County could turn those into FEMA to show the damage. We did a damage assessment for them in conjunction with Estill County, which really helped. It's been a really big resource. Not only that, here recently, Corey's office followed along on a rescue we had up on High Rock of a couple dogs that we had to rescue off a cliff. We were able to use the drone and locate those animals on the cliff without actually having to send a rescuer in harm's way, which was very beneficial. You know, eventually we did have to go over and rescue the dog, but it helped out in the sense that you didn't have to send a rescuer over each time just to search. We could find the dog exactly where it was at and pinpoint its location and then deploy our assets. So the drone's been very useful. I'd like to thank the Powell County Fiscal Court for allowing me to purchase that drone. It's been very helpful to our community and others around in surrounding counties as well.
Yeah, Stephen, kind of speak to that. Like I said, I think within all of our departments, that's been one of our goals, to become more efficient and, you know, do as much as we can with what resources we have. And I was very excited you brought the concept of just, let's just kind of speak a little bit longer on this drone. But I was, when you made the presentation to the court before, I think it's fair to say that I think we give somewhere around $1,600 for that piece of equipment, and the amount of people it's kept, you know, safe from having, like you was talking about the rappelling there, that was a lot less people that had to be hanging off the side of cliffs. So it's added a lot of safety as well as efficiency to our department. And, you know, should you get a hostage situation, a fire situation, there's lots of other applications where this will potentially save some of our emergency responders from having to be in harm's way. If you want to allude to any more of those I may have missed, or any more ideas you have on.
Absolutely. When I approached the fiscal court, the idea was for the drone to be used over multiple agencies. You know, everybody's like, well, how are we going to use the drone for law enforcement, or how are we going to use it for the fire department? You know, you would think, well, let me think for a second and I'll come up with something. But actually, it was rather quickly. You know, if the police department, heaven forbid, had an active shooter somewhere, you know, we could actually get some shots or some video footage of the situation without having to send a live person in the line of fire, possibly. Also for the fire department, you know, our parkway has a lot of traffic on it. And you may not be aware, but there are a lot of hazardous materials that travel up and down the parkway through our community. You know, you think our community is small and we don't have that, but it travels up and down the parkway constantly. If we have a hazmat situation, a hazardous material situation, we could deploy the drone without having to send someone in to take readings or to actually see what's going on. We could just fly the drone overhead, get some video, get some still shots, identify what product we have on the ground, and then we could bring that back. We get that lifetime footage. And that way we don't have to send in those emergency responders immediately. We can plan a little bit, have a plan of action, get our course set out a little bit better, and then send in our assets. So it's really going to help multiple agencies. We already used it for search and rescue. And you know, so the fire department, police department, search and rescue, There's a lot of applications we can use the drone for. It's a great tool. You know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. I'm not up to date on technology as much as I'd like to be. But this piece of technology has really changed the way we look and do things in emergency management.